For coming on the show. As a business owner, but also as someone who works with hundreds of business owners, I'm really curious to hear your thoughts on local search and how it affects small business owners.
First thing that comes to mind is basically, you know, affordability of being in the marketplace, being online in Google.
Mm-hmm.
Affordability is not paying top dollar for AdWords and stuff like that. High-end search.
Right.
Being in your local area is the most important, because you want to attract the people around you. So if I were to do a search per se, say Chinese restaurants near me, that if I went to my phone and I clicked on a button and I said Chinese restaurants near me, well, guess what? AdWords doesn't show up in that search all the time. So what I mean by that is the ads don't show up at the top and I won't get exposure there sometimes.
Right.
So having your map sections claimed, making sure that you're at the top of those map sections under Google, Yahoo, Bing, all the top search sites is one of the most important things you can do. You don't always have to spend a ton of money to be one of the top people in one of the top businesses in your area, because Google, what I like to say, Google likes Google, right? So if you go and claim your Google Plus listing, you claim your, you know, you have a Facebook page out there, you're doing marketing on there, or you have some type of presence there. Every site out there has an address to it. So if you claim your Yellow Pages, it has your information there. It's like your own web page. If you claim Yelp, it's got, you know, you go in there and you can claim a free page. That's important.
Right. But it doesn't cost anything.
No, but the important thing is to know that it has to be optimized correctly.
Right. You want it filled out completely.
Completely, with pictures, with the right information, keywords that your business would be. So if you were Chinese food, you would just put yourself under restaurants, right? So
right.
In your main town and the towns around you.
I think it's what I notice also, some businesses may put too much information.
Well, it's funny you say that, because if you don't do it right, yes, you can be penalized. So it's having someone, a professional, come in and do it for you. You know, you look at cost and what you can do to save on money. As a business owner, you're always looking at cost. You can go and spend on AdWords. You can have companies like Yellow Pages take over your programs and do stuff for you.
Mm-hmm.
But those come at high rates. But if you have a company that's maintaining it, a small company or someone that you know, it helps out a lot, because if they're doing these things for you on a regular basis, it's going to give you more exposure. To know that Google, like I was saying, Google likes Google, I can, you know, spend $100 on Google as long as I claim all my listings in Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and I do maybe $50 a month or $100 a month on Google, and I have someone take care of that instead of spending $1,000 on Google. There's a big difference, because the local search will carry you through what we now find mobile is one of the most important aspects of your marketing now, because if you go and look at the statistics, mobile is the number one asset for finding people, and it's so fragmented now with where you can be. I mean, the marketing, but the most affordable thing you can do for your business, and what you should do is have someone look at where you are not online, and find out, hey, how do I get into the map section? It's not just getting there and getting your listings claimed, but modifying the information is one of the most important things, because you may have a company that's been there for 20 years and all their stuff has been done by companies like Yellow Pages and they spent tens of thousands of dollars. You don't have to spend that money, but if you optimize correctly, you could be right there in the forefront as a small company, making big progress and getting a lot of business right next to that big company that's been around for 50, 60 years.
For instance, making sure that you get reviews for your business from customers will help.
Correct. You know, I've been doing this for 18 years, helping small businesses, and for the last 12 or more years, it's become, how do I get in the map section and what happens next? You know, it used to change every 6 months, things used to change online. Then it went to literally every 3 months, and then every month something changes. Google, Facebook, Twitter, all these city search and all these different sites, they all change what they're doing on a regular basis now, and it's almost weekly. Trying to figure out how all this stuff works a lot of times when you can just pay a little bit of money to have it done. Because once you get caught up in this stuff, you may be doing it right, you may be doing it wrong, you might have spent a ton of time on it and may never get anywhere with it because the things do change. And having a company like AdLocal, we're on top of this stuff. We get emails from Google all the time. We listen to podcasts from Google. Anything that's pretty much it has to do with the internet and online advertising, we are on top of it. That's part of what I've been doing for 18 years. So the knowledge extends to just about anything that has to do with your website and doing stuff like that. But then also looking at SEO, which is making sure your website can be read by the search engines correctly with the right keywords and terms and stuff is another important factor, but that's a whole other podcast.
So for business owners looking to optimize their local searches and just get in contact with you to start a conversation, what's the best way, Ben, for people to reach out to you?
Well, the best way is just to give us a call, go online, send us an email, goadlocal.biz. Mm-hmm. So it's GOADLOCAL.BIZ.
Perfect.
Company is AdLocal LLC. We're here in Pontiac, Michigan, 7 North Saginaw Street in Pontiac. Our phone number is 866-882-3562. You can give us a call at that number. Say, hey, come see us.